Lori here, welcoming you to another edition of Real English Conversations here at betteratenglish.com. Before we get into the conversation, I want to thank everyone who submitted book recommendations. I've started listing them on the website and will continue to list them throughout the week. I'd also like to thank everyone who has let me know how you feel about mild swearing in these casts. The verdict has been overwhelming. Swearing is okay with you. Only one person has said it's not okay. In fact, many of you actually think that understanding the more vulgar or colorful side of English would actually be useful. But I don't want to offend anyone, so here's what I'll do. If any of my casts contain vulgar words or provocative, semi-naughty topics, I will alert you at the beginning. That way you can choose not to listen if you don't want to. So here's my first alert. The following cast contains one very mild but still vulgar expression. So if that would be offensive to you, I suggest you not listen any further. Okay, enough of my yakking. Here's the conversation. Have you ever played the game Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Yes, but I'm not very good at it.
You're not very good at it? Well, I was just reading that there was an actual competition, a world championship in rock, paper, scissors, and that the UK kicked America's ass in the rock,
well,
paper,
scissors. Well, that makes me proud to be British,
yeah.
That we rock, paper, scissors.
I mean, it's such a childish game. I can't even imagine that there would even be. I mean, that's like having a championship in thumb wrestling.
No, I disagree, because I think that thumb wrestling, there is a lot of skill involved.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's all in the technique.
Exactly. But with rock, paper, scissors, I could be completely wrong, but I think that it's all down to luck. Or maybe that's just my excuse for being so bad at it. I always seem to lose, and so I can put it down to bad luck that I seem to pick the wrong one. But
yeah, well, in the article that I was reading, it was also on the BBC.
Okay.
In the article, they were talking about the tactics and saying that they were comparing it to poker.
Oh,
actually, saying that they have to do a lot of hard work and spend a lot of time practicing and training, learning about tactics and body language. And that it's that they bluff so much,
just like you do in poker. Trying to imagine how you bluff making a fist or holding your hand flat or making the scissors shake.
Yeah, they have a special word for it. They call the bluffing they do priming, and that allows the players to sort of fake a move.
Oh, make it
and
look
sort of
like
trick their opponent into making the wrong, you know, making the move that they want them to make with all the subtle body language and, you know, psychological tactics. So actually, there might be more to it than meets the eye.
I suppose this rock, paper, scissors thing. But to be honest, Laurie, I think that the reason when you telling me about this, I compare it to something like world championship coin flipping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, yeah.
Heads or tails.
Exactly.
I mean, okay, so there's one extra. I mean, so there's three sides that we've got to consider. That's amazing.
I think we're going to have to put it to empirical test.
Okay.
And I think, just to do right by my own country, that I'm going to have to challenge you to a rock, paper, scissors contest.
Oh, goodness me.
Fighting for the dignity of my own country.
Possibly. You're only saying this because I've already admitted I'm terrible.
Yeah, well, so am I.
Okay.
And you already kicked my ass at thumb wrestling. We know that. So. Anyway.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Real English Conversations. You can visit the website, betteratenglish.com, for the full transcript and for a link to the original BBC article that inspired this conversation. I've also added a couple of short videos that demonstrate rock, paper, scissors and thumb wrestling. As always, I welcome your feedback about the show. You can email me at info@betteratenglish.com or call the voicemail line at 1 for the USA 206-350-2283. That's 206-350-2283. 2283. See you next time here at BetterAtEnglish.com. Bye for now.